Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Now, yesterday we heard from callers who had gotten letters from a company called Bluecrest Ireland. These letters were inviting them to confirm their health screening appointment and telling them to read on for important information about their health. This company, then we discovered, had fallen foul of the Advertising Standards Authority, which found they were in breach of several codes by misleading people who they were corresponding with in terms of giving the impression that this was a referral letter or a health-related issue that had come from a medical source. Donal Joyce, you work in the health service yourself.
That's right, I do, yeah. I'm currently employed there.
And you've had a brush with Bluecrest.
Yeah, on more than about 18 months ago, a hotel in North County Dublin, they had a clinic, for want of a better term, and I use that from Greta Campbell, set up in the hotel, and they put advertisements around the hotel for people just to attend, and I think it was €150 or something at the time. And but out of pure kind of curiosity, I decided to attend and to go up and have a look. And of course, the first question I asked was as to who was the registered medical practitioner overseeing the whole event, and there wasn't one. And the more I started to ask questions in relation to what exactly they were testing for and how they were carrying out the test, because they were quite clear in some of their literature and their brochure that they were, say, basically carrying out an angiogram, a non-invasive angiogram. But my problem there was that this was leading people who may attend to some kind of sense of false security that they had been cleared or medically cleared of these conditions, which is not the case. And they're not, it's not the type of testing they're carrying out. And it was very much a staged event.
The letters refer to a 63-point screening.
Yes.
Which would cover kidneys and heart and liver and...
Which was bloods. They were basically taking, they were doing an ECG and they were taking bloods. When I got the letter from them the last time, I actually got it delivered, ironically, to my front door. And so I rang the actual address that they gave, not their phone number, but the address, but to discover that they're not actually based at that address at all. They're actually, the number that you get directly links you over to the UK. And they don't have an office here, but do seem to put up that they're based in Ireland, but they're not. And when I got on, I asked them again in relation to a simple little thing in relation to as to what laboratory was overseeing the their blood and how that was being taken. They did name a Dublin-based laboratory, reputable Dublin-based laboratory, that did the testing for them. And I said, well, are they present during the taking of the blood, or do they oversee the integrity of the taking of the blood and the facilities? And the answer was no. So then I asked them, this is what cardiologist is actually overseeing the ECGs, or what medical practices are they assigned to? And again, they couldn't answer that, nor could they answer me.
Yeah, indeed, Donal, I'm going to cut you short there. I mean, your point really was that be careful, and if you're going along to avail of these screening tests, that be aware that they are just screening tests, that they're not going to... don't let it stop you from going to your GP if you have any other health issues.
It would be more a case of to take them along with many kind of entertainment value. And I would put it at that light, that it is, say, of that, even though they do perform a limited function. But I think then that it was something that should be taken extremely lightly by people and not to put any credibility into it.
Thank you for that, Donal Joyce. Cara O'Hare was on sound. Laura Lee Davis is the BCO. Rachel Breslin was the researcher. And Angus McAnally produced. Ray Darcy is next, live from Banagher, County Offaly.